when the mayor's in town and it comes to the Brian and Joe Radio Show, the Brian and Joe Radio Show turn into the homeboy show because we're homeboys. All homeboys.
That's right. We all grew up in the same same
Eat
city.
Eat your heart out, crisscross.
That's right.
Mayor White, you're living in the same city you were born in.
Same neighborhood, same city. I was born in Mount Sinai Hospital, and I enjoy living in the same neighborhood I grew up in.
Well, very cool. 7:47 with the Brian and Joe Radio Show. It's 60 degrees. Today's high 73 and rain this morning. Clouds this afternoon.
107.9 The End.
The End. The Brian and Joe Radio Show. It's 70, listen to me, 60 degrees here, 751, that's what I wanted to say, and it's a very, very momentous occasion. Let's go to the Canton Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's time for football voice, Bob.
Yeah, football voice Bob. We've got the mayor of Cleveland, Michael White, in studio with us, and if you were a football player mayor, this is kind of what it would sound like.
Born in Cleveland, Ohio on August 13th, 1951. It was a rather hot, humid day. Mayor White was educated in the Cleveland Public Schools, graduating from Glenville High School in 1969.
Did he play ball there?
And if you're watching this, he's moving in slow motion. Yeah,
of course.
Mayor's moving in slow motion right now.
He earned a bachelor's degree in education and a master's degree in public administration from Ohio State University. Blah, 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 and finally became mayor of Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, that's the Reader's Digest condensed version.
Yeah,
he was sworn in as the 54th mayor of Cleveland, New Year's Day, January 1st, 1990, at the young, ripe age of 38. He became the second black mayor in the history of Cleveland.
And, best of all, he's in our studio right now live. Please welcome the mayor of Cleveland, Michael R. White.
Good to be with you, gentlemen.
That's pretty cool.
I like that introduction. I've been introduced many different ways. I'd like to have you come introduce me one place when I'm giving a speech somewhere. I like that. I can feel the spotlight.
Right.
The lights are off.
Like when Michael Jordan comes into
the
stadium.
Right.
That's
right.
Exactly. That's right. You know, you could use my voice for those campaign spots that you'll have to use soon. Just give me a call. Have your people give my people a call.
Right. Got a deal.
I got to go. I made my statement.
All right, enough. Let me try to make mine here.
Oh, I know what you want to do.
Actually, yeah, you mentioned it very quickly, but this is a coincidence. This is very cool that this happened on this day that you would stop in, August 13th.
August 13th.
1992. It was back on another day. We won't even bring up the year. Brian just kind of brushed by
us. I understand.
You understand?
I said the young, right?
Although age doesn't bother me.
Oh, all right.
And, being 41, yesterday I was 40. Last year I was 39.
See, there's the memory. It's still
before
working.
Before that, I was...
Uh-oh.
Gentlemen, I'm going to be ill. Can I leave the studio? No, seriously.
Come back.
No, age doesn't bother me. Yeah, you get wiser, you feel better, so God has granted me another year, and I appreciate it.
All right, well, because of that, another year as of today, happy birthday, Mayor White. Let's do it. Let's go. Come on, everybody. All right.
There we go.
Ready?
Happy birthday to you.
This is me. It's an old recording.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There's a space for your name.
Happy birthday, dear
Mayor Michael White
of Cleveland.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you.
I will never forget that. Thank you very much.
All right, now, as long as you're here.
Yes.
Now, we very rarely get an opportunity to sound so professional and go on the air and take those phone calls for our special guest. Because, you know, we've had a handful of people in here already. We're very happy that you took time to do this today. Let's go to the telephone lines, the N lines, as we call them, 578-107.9.
Good morning, the Brian and Joe Radio Show with the Mayor, Mike White.
I'd like to congratulate Mayor White for his work, and especially with the Gateway Project, because I feel with the moving of the San Francisco Giants to the Tampa Bay, St. Pete area, we now realize how close we came to losing the Indians. I'd just like to thank him for his work in that area.
Well, thank you. And I think a lot of people began to put this whole question of Gateway into focus when they saw what happened with San Francisco. These teams are more movable today than ever before. And rightfully or wrongfully, if communities don't make the commitment to keep them, they'll move to other communities that want them. I think you know now, Brian and Joe, that Virginia and Washington, D.C. are fighting over the Redskins.
Yep.
The mayor of Washington has said some pretty unflattering things about the governor of Virginia, but he's offered a package of over $300 million in incentives to take the Redskins out of Washington, D.C. and put them into Virginia.
Wow.
We were going to actually steal the Browns and take them to Parma.
You know, we are the only city that I'm aware of in the country that has ever lost a major league team like the Cavaliers to a suburban location and actually brought them back to the city. I don't think people realize that when the Cavs began their first year, they will bring 2.5 million people to downtown Cleveland that have never come here before to see anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're proud of it, and I will tell you this, just to let you know, this arena will be the best arena for basketball in the universe. There will be nothing like it anywhere.
Guaranteed wins every game?
Well, can't guarantee you that. I guarantee you it'll be a visual victory.
Cool.
People are talking about Cleveland.
Flying in, I'm always trying to finish those articles in flight magazines.
Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
107.9 The End, the Brian and Joe radio show, and a very busy mayor who spent a lot of time with us on the show so far, and we really appreciate it. And on his birthday, to boot.
How about that? You know, we found out it was your birthday this morning, so there's a gift. We're going to go out shopping for you today, Mayor.
I appreciate that.
No
before
problem.
Before you take off, we'll try to take a couple more phone calls, too, here at 107.9 The End. You can call us at 578-107.9. Birthday boy and mayor, Michael White, the Brian and Joe radio show, 107.9 WENZ, Cleveland, The End. Thursday morning on the Brian and Joe radio show, in the house, the Honorable Mayor of Cleveland, Michael White.
This is so cool. 578-107.9, those are our end line numbers. Call us. Hi, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Brian and Joe, and first time we've ever said this.
Mayor
Michael White.
Oh, hello to everybody.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Fine.
I'm just listening to the show. It's real good.
Oh, thanks.
As usual. But what I was calling is, I was wondering, do you guys have any leftover B-52 and Violet Femmes tickets?
I don't know. Mayor, do you have any extra B-52 tickets for Blossom?
Let me check my pockets. I don't have any on me.
No. Oh.
Sorry.
Keep listening, though, sometime this hour.
All night long. 107.9, the AM, the Psychedelic Furs. Heartbreak Beat, the Brian and Joe radio show, in-house birthday boy and mayor, Michael White of Cleveland.
This is so cool. I'm bucking for the key to the city. That's what I'm looking for. At 8:09 on this Thursday morning, real quick look outside here. It's still wet. Rain's coming down. 59. It just went down a little bit. Degrees currently. It's going up to a high of 73. Rain this morning. Clouds this afternoon.
And you can talk to the mayor right now at 578-107.9 on the Brian and Joe radio show, and it won't cost you $3 a minute. Good morning,
hey.
The Brian and Joe radio show.
Yeah, I was just calling with a comment for the mayor.
Okay. Can you hold on 1 second?
Okay.
Oh, we passed?
Yeah, we're passed.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just want to tell him I think he's doing a really great job, and it was good that he supported Hagen in the congressional primaries.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I have an old saying, you never leave your friends.
That's right. Thanks. All right, bye-bye. Good morning.
Yeah, I was wondering, I think it's great what he's doing for all the crack houses and everything in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if he has any plans for educational reform in the inner city schools.
Well, as you know, we've just come through an election in 1991 where we were able to put a majority of the people on the school board who are concerned with education and not politics. Just 2 weeks ago, their work, I think, yielded two very important outcomes. One, for the first time, we're going to see a reduction in the transportation of children and the desegregation plan and a heavier emphasis on quality education.
Mm-hmm.
And right before that, this new board majority concerned about kids, you may have heard they're called the 4Ls, were instrumental in bringing a brand new, talented superintendent concerned about children to the city of Cleveland. So I think we're moving in the right way. But I think that most people will have to understand the city schools of which I graduated didn't get in this mess overnight.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little time and a lot of work by all of us to turn it around.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much for your phone call. We appreciate everybody. Boy, this is great. Like, great staunch support for the mayor here this morning.
Yeah, I think after today, we can consider the mayor a personal friend of ours. Yeah.
I used to hate the first day of school.
Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 107.9 The End.
In the past 2 months, we've brought some incredible bands to Cleveland. Total X Sprocket, Cracker, Cause and Effect, T for Two, The Levelers, Soup Dragons, The Charlatans, The Lemonheads, and The Cure. One after the other. But we're not stopping there. We've got more beginning of the end concerts all month long.
All month.
Listen close. This might blow your mind. Peter Chase live at Peabody's Dead Under August 16th. A free concert with Wire Train at Fantasy in Lakewood August 18th. Yes, free. The B-52s and Violent Femmes at Blossom August 19th. And Sophie B. Hawkins at Peabody's August 23rd. For live music, all from the station that's making a difference.
You can feel the difference.
107.9, The End.
814, The Brian and Joe Radio Show.
August 13th, 1992. It's Mayor Michael White's birthday today, and he shared it with us here on the airwaves of 107.9, The End.
Mayor, thanks a lot for being on The Brian and Joe Radio Show. Seriously.
Brian, Joe, I've enjoyed it a lot. You've made my birthday real special, and welcome home. We're glad to have you. Don't ever leave.
Wow. Thanks.
Oh, we just checked it. The polls are up 107.9%.
Katie Lang, Constant Craving on The End.
Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you.
The End. 818, The Brian and Joe Radio Show.
Oh, this is great. It's wet, we have to admit, but it's going to be dry hopefully by this afternoon. Clouds still above us. Rain this morning, clouds by this afternoon. That's how it works.
You know, the mayor's not in here, but we can still answer some Cleveland questions if you have them. 578-107.9.
We're kind of like you, too. We're even better than the real thing. 107.9, The End.
Even better than the real thing. Good morning for the Brian and Joe Radio Show. 821.
This is so cool. Believe it or not, the Cleveland Indians are just one game out of fourth place. Unbelievable, man. They won yesterday. They beat Boston. You're doing pretty good, man. I think I'm going to join the tribe.
107.9, The End.
With...